When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. No one ever plans to lose or fail at anything. I mean, you don't start a business to aim for bankruptcy, and you don't compete in a sports match to be defeated. But the truth is, we only ever recognise success because of failure. Firstly, we wouldn't even know what success looks like if it wasn't for failure. This is the same as not knowing what cold feels like if you weren't aware of what hot felt like. One end of the spectrum helps you identify the other. However, in failure, you also find wisdom. You figure out what you need to do in order to become successful. This is the same for rejection too. We always assume that every rejection is a denial and not a detour which redirects us to where we want to be. The best relationships often form after we've been denied by another. The truth is, if someone leaves you for another person, you could see it as the end of that relationship or a beginning of another one. Ultimately, you will learn more about yourself and what you want in a partner after that relationship, which will lead you to the right one. Now listen. If you're not failing at anything, you're not attempting to do anything significant. It also means you're not learning. Knowledge can only be gained and fill the mind in places where it was once absent. I'm sure most of you will agree that experience is the best way to learn something. I mean, you can read about something or get told about it, but it's not until you start applying it yourself will you truly be able to master it. And even then, no one ever masters something straight away. You pick things up as you go along and learn your own way of doing things more effectively. It's like swimming. You can be shown different strokes and how you must conduct yourself in the pool, but it's not until you jump inside and give it a try will you be able to learn it. Even then, most people are not able to swim straight away. They have to try over and over until they get it right. In the process, they struggle a lot, but once they become aware of what they're doing wrong, they'll be able to fix it and figure out how to do things right. In other words, failure helps you uncover new skills. But failure is also great in a number of other ways. It helps you either reignite your passion or realise that you're investing your energy in the wrong things. For example, when I was in school, I really loved maths, but I came bottom of my class in our first test. I was embarrassed, but I also knew I had to work much harder. And I did. Eventually, I became one of the top three students in my class. Sometimes, people may realise after failure that something isn't really them. For example, you might join a dance group to try and be cool, but fail miserably at it. That may make you realise that you're doing something that just doesn't really excite you, and is just a waste of your valuable energy. One thing failure really helps you do is discover who your true friends are, and who definitely has your back. When you hit rock bottom, you will find who is there for you. I mean, just ask yourself, who is giving you encouragement and offering you support? They are the people that really care about you. It's so easy to be there for someone when things are going right, but who's there when things are going wrong? It's getting pretty clear that failure helps in many ways, but the benefits don't stop there. Failure will help you reduce naivety. After a car crash, you may never forget to wear your seatbelt again. After picking up an injury, you may never forget to stretch again. After having your home burgled, you may never forget to close your windows when you're out again. I also think failure makes you humble. When you're at the top, it's pretty easy to gloat and have a big ego. It's also very easy to fall into the trap of thinking you're better than everyone else. But when you're at the bottom, it's not. Failure helps you trade pride for humility. And even if you rise again, you may remember that because you've been at the bottom, there is no reason to act arrogant. Before failure, we may also be too arrogant to ask for much needed help. Or we may have too much pride to take other people's useful suggestions on board. Failure can make us more open to these helpful hands and shift our perception so we don't see it as a sign of weakness, but as a positive one that's instrumental to our growth. One thing I know for sure is that failure makes you stronger. You see, things don't become easier in life, you just become stronger. Life often kicks and swings at you, leaving you hurt and broken on the floor. But once you rebuild yourself as a newer and stronger version of yourself, those kicks and swings can't do as much damage to you if they come again. Failure may spark something completely new that no one has ever thought of. You may figure out a brand new way of carrying out a process, one that enables you to work smarter and not harder. This may not only give you a creative edge over others, but it may lead to instrumental success. Failure leads to discoveries. I mean, it took Thomas Edison over 10,000 attempts to make the light bulb. Ultimately, I think failure inspires others. The most inspiring success stories are the ones where people failed and then managed to bounce back and show their greatness. These are the ones that we are most compelled by. So remember, your failures are only going to give you a great story to tell in the future. And also remember, not only will others appreciate your success more after failure, you will too. After all, you had to grind your way back up without giving up. On that note, I just want to establish that when I referred to failure in this episode, I was only talking about setbacks and temporary defeats. I used the term failure for clarity, but to me, failing is permanent, and it only occurs when you decide to quit. Until then, everything is possible. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.